agenda. Send an agenda around. I have added the one that I sent you. Added new business standing in the meeting, election of officers. I added it, and that's one we submitted and published. So, any additions or any comments about the agenda? Have a motion to accept the agenda.
I'd like to make a motion to
Johnny O.
Move.
Yes. Secretary Fiske seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have there are no spectators. President's report. In the executive session, we discussed some issues about the SAFER grant and employee compensation. Secretary's report. Russ, you sent us a copy of the minutes.
I did. So the December minutes were sent for review. I did send them over to Chris to post on the website. They're not up there yet, I've noticed, so he may be a little bit behind there. No corrections received. Also, did get some address updates from the November mailing, and I also received some from Sharon Dempsey as well, and I've applied those updates to our data file.
Okay. All right. You have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Chair Fiske. Okay, John moves, and Chair Fiske seconds. But because you're going to make a minutes, right, Russ?
As we speak.
All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Approved. And then I needed a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Cool, I'll make that motion then.
Wow. Dan Dougherty, John moves. Dan seconds. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Treasurer's report. Treasurer's, there is no treasurer's report, so we'll dispense with the reading. However,
is it online?
It's not online. Adam goes on vacation. He goes skiing this time of year. So, we asked him what the income increase was for the from the newsletter. He said they had $8,000 in December, which was $2,000 more than what they had had last year from when we didn't do the mailing. We did the email thing. So there was that's kind of an indicator. And then when he comes back, we can maybe he'll do a balance sheet for January, and then we'll distribute it so we can see. Okay. Anything else we need to do about the treasury?
Should they put it online or not necessary?
What?
The treasury report.
Well, we will eventually.
Oh,
it's not necessary.
Okay.
But it's just for our general.
Okay.
You know, I don't think there's anything there that's unusual.
Right.
You know, we're operating well. And the fact that we have this increase, worry is always that the donations slow down for some reason.
Right.
Whatever, you know, that's kind of a measurement of the political atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't seem that it has, so we'll get a big bunch. You know, it'll be $15,000 at least, probably from the newsletter. It generally is. Okay. Parkies report.
So, one slight tweak to the line sent around, we had four calls. Over the last month, two medical, one for a lying down as a result of the snowstorm, and one smoke investigation. Training, we had a CBA refresher, and also medical training. Personnel, we've had a second new recruit start to attend. Justin Van Atta, who is David's son. As a reminder, David is the retired Central Yavapai guy who's become very engaged with us. Justin works for the Forest Service, and so he brings a lot to the table for helping with our wildland stuff as that starts to get up and running a little later in the winter. Communications, nothing at this time. Fleet, the new water tender, the maintenance issue is still is yet to be resolved. Not getting a response back from Dominic at the garage, for whatever reason, he's like that sometimes. John Summer believes he knows how to fix it, and it has to do with running the system, but it's kind of been too cold to do that, so depending on which comes first. today, Water Tender 83, the new one, is getting lettered. The guy from that from Phoenix, the guy who did Engine 86 four years ago when we got that, is coming up from Phoenix. It's an expensive thing. There's no getting around it. It's going to be about $400 all in. I wish it were free, but that'll be taken care of. But the truck, it's not in the report. The truck is registered, by the way. That is free from registered vehicles. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association. So the first thing, I'm going to be attending the Fire Chiefs Conference in Laughlin tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. Laughlin?
It'll be warmer than here.
I'm not that serious.
That's a terrible place.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
You walk through the casino to your hotel, you pick up a bigger smoke.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
That's what everyone has been saying about it. But,
I can't stand smoke.
Again, I don't know why it's a big deal for me to go, but I'm going representing the Chief Association. That doesn't cost more than that. We discussed the state of the in the executive session. Anything to say more about that?
I don't think so. It'll either happen or it won't happen.
Right.
And there's a larger percentage chance that it will happen than it won't.
But we will continue to try and nudge it forward, and that's all we can do.
Yeah.
Right. Miscellaneous. Bill said, it wasn't crucial to bring this up, but I'm bringing it up for concerns raised about the WFCAA and their safety in cleaning up the road. They adopt the highway or whatever, and they're out there with the vests and the ATV or whatever. A suggestion was made to me about asking them to get signs, workers ahead, or the like. Someone was driving and they were like standing in the middle of the road. I mean, I'm sure it was just kind of a momentary lapse or whatever, but still. I wish that they would take better care of themselves when they're beautifying the community. That's the extent of the short report. Any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple. The line down calls, those are safety issues as much as anything else, is not necessarily for fire, right? You're just there to make sure people don't step on the...
Taken to an extreme, it absolutely could cause a fire. Groom Creek had a call.
Oh, in the summertime,
Groom Creek had one. There was a tree on fire. It doesn't risk blowing up, obviously, into a forest fire.
Yeah.
Snow doesn't easily catch on fire.
Yeah.
But it can be a threat to the house, and if a tree does catch on fire, eventually it'll fall, and falls to a house. But we're just babysitting till 8 p.m. show up.
So did you have a good response to these calls?
We did, actually. Yeah. We had all in five people were able to come to the station.
Okay, but in this kind of environment, do you have like a support? Do we need to establish some kind of a support system, backup system? You do that internally yourself? Two guys on, two guys getting warm someplace, back and forth. Have you given much thought to that kind of a program? Do we need to think about that?
Depending on the canteen truck coming out.
Yeah, right. Who's bringing the pizzas?
We have a warm truck. There's food on the truck, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
There were people here at the station. There were two at the station as well. I'm not crystal clear on what you're asking, but in terms of their safety, there.
Not so much the safety, but yeah, because these things can, having stood there and watched the deadline for a number of hours in the past, is there some way of, you factor that in and have relief for guys, especially in this kind of weather,
Short answer is yes.
Okay. And then when you say Justin Vanetta is working he works for the Forest Service, what does he do for the Forest Service?
He started on a Helitac crew, and then he switched it over to the Hotshot crew. And I would imagine you'd be doing something similar.
Okay.
I think the vertical move from there would be full year, you know, year round on an engine.
So he's
one of those two.
Okay, so he's a part-time employee at the Forest Service. Yeah. He's not seasonal employee. He's not a management employee.
That's it.
Okay, all right. And facilities. You know, can we change these locks on this door, on these doors? Because I have my key doesn't work worth crap sometimes. So I don't know. We need to buy new locks, Dan.
Or
give them keys the same. But I don't know if you have. I'm talking about when you buy the new lock, have it rekeyed to the make it to the key. Because, you know, the one door, the bottom doorknob doesn't even work at all. Does it, Roger?
On the outside, doorknob doesn't work.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the deadbolt on the front door, but whatever it is, you want to change them, I don't mean
it. Is it an oiling thing? Because or is it just with your key?
Yeah, it's my key or whatever.
I've always been able to get it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's just a crummy key.
Operator error. All right.
Well, or if we just need to loop them up a little, you know.
Okay, that's my question.
Right. However, we got plenty in the bank if we need to get new
rock. Are you sending money just because we have it in the bank?
Well, if it's going to
still like this. Are we going to car chase? I'll ask him. Anybody have any questions?
I do.
Go ahead, Jim. No, it's okay. Good, Jim.
On the line down thing, what train do the firefighters receive on how to deal with the down line? Not just that it's going to start a fire, but through the kill zone, for the down live line. Do they receive training on that, not to get within that zone?
We've had repeated training
multiple
times over the years, both internally, at least one time, and this is going to sound silly the way I think, at least one time in this decade, we got training at the base in Austin, lengthy presentation from APS, about how to negotiate that stuff. So the short answer is a reasonable amount of training, to be sure.
Okay, so everybody new that comes on the department, because we do have a turnover, they're brought up to speed on that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And my,
no one ever trained me.
You just knew that. You grabbed that thing when it was wiggling and sparking.
It was spark.
Yeah. I will contact. I'm acting liaison between WFPA and the WCAA, so I'll contact them about the safety in the streets issue. Let them know that there's been a complaint, and we can just kind of go from there.
Complaint is a strong word.
An observation.
Regard for their safety.
Right.
Or wasn't the group, WCAA, didn't come and ask about this? It was somebody that was driving down the road.
Right. Now, I did that with them a couple times, and we wear vests and all that, but I've never been standing in the middle of the street.
I mean, it's just one of those things where they're out there for 10 seconds, but it's a
bad timing or whatever. But
recently, I was going down the road, and somebody had their Ranger parked in the northbound lane.
Oh.
It was parked.
They belong to an organization that does that, so I'm sure that there's safety issues and safety training for that, so I would imagine that's a good idea, somebody remind them.
I'll take care of that. I'm not sure where to throw this in, but it's safety in this area. With Bo and what's the other, Larry? Yeah. They were the ones that were supposed to be putting cinders down, correct?
Right.
Around the dumpster.
Right.
So Dan and I get a lot of time, but if we're ever down here and it's tight around the dumpsters, we just get a couple buckets of cinders, throw them over by the dumpsters. That's all we need to do.
Sam Lynn will take care of the locks and stuff. They do that too.
Right.
Right, we have doing it the better.
Once every week or two, when we bring down garbage, we can just make sure that it's not.
Is there a mechanism for plowing back there? Probably save my plows.
Oh, I wondered if anyone did that.
No, who plows the front?
Well, so that's actually an issue.
Okay.
We had, and this is normal. Dan Houck usually does, and he did. Mark Keegan has a plow. He did some plowing. So between the two of them. At some point in the storm, it got done. Someone else came with a plow, and I mean, I guess I'll just construct an email, but I don't know if it's going to find the person. Someone else came, presumably they were intending to help, but they plowed in such a way that we would not have been able to get trucks out. Which created a whole bunch of unnecessary work for Dan and or Mark again.
Somebody else, right.
There's a fire department and we often need access to trucks on call.
Yeah.
And
talking to them. I was watching the webcams. There was a little tracker, you know, an ATV type side-by-side with a plow on it, green, dark, color.
Is that Dan Halk?
There
were
people there. I
don't
remember. Dan's is green.
Never
clean that up.
I saw somebody in a red one.
That's a tall light out there.
Okay. Well, you know what? Do we need to have? We probably need to have somebody designated and even pay him for it, whatever, you know, to clean that off.
Right.
If somebody's willing to do it as a volunteer basis, but we need to maybe we have to put a sign up that says "Don't plow" or whatever. I mean.
I never, before has it. Never. Never. I mean, my thought is, if it happens again, right, it will happen again. Right. So an email for who? The community? You want to put it on the website? Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you plow the station, don't leave snow to plow it up. Here's the other side of the dovetail. If Dan, if these guys are willing to plow out here for us. We need this side done as well. Not the parking, but like around the dumpsters. That's dumpster business. You know, they're willing to pay. Would you liaise between Dan and let him know that we'd be willing to pay, or is that more dumpster
that's
guy?
That's fine.
Willing to do it.
Yeah.
Dan has an issue with his plow, and so he's out of the off-road plowing business.
Okay. So who do you think did this?
Well, our driveway kid.
Yeah. Okay.
The front is paved, the back is not.
Right. This is a lot easier to plow, believe me, I know. Yeah.
So, Dan is out of that business.
Okay.
Mark, I mean, you must know this far better than me. You know, these plows are fragile, you know, delicate. If you look at them wrong, they're going to break type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mark broke his on his road.
Right.
Dan broke his, I don't know where. Not
I'm stuck in a snowbank right now. Broken. Yeah.
So, I'm not sure.
Where do we get the 70 inches?
Right.
Okay. I'm not sure what the mechanism is.
Right.
For it, maybe paying Bud do it.
Okay.
I mean, he's got a big piece of earth moving equipment that he can plow with.
Yeah.
That might be a solution.
All right.
I
say this because I always assumed that we had someone on contract that, because this has always been clean through all the storms.
Yeah.
I thought that we had someone on contract. Apparently not, but. The hard part is finding someone that'll do.
Well, where's the road grader? The county always parks the road grader out there during the winter to block half the parking lot, and it's not there today.
He's not busy.
The other place that they park is over on the private property up there.
Yeah, on the map by the mailboxes.
Well, nobody's been in that parking lot with a blade since the snowfall.
In our parking lot.
He parked at the mailbox.
Right here by the dumpster parking
lot.
Yeah, he parked at the mailboxes. His truck is down there now.
He's been parking
there. Yeah, his personal truck. They come in and we need to talk to him about the way he plows.
So as it is now, it looks like Mark Keegan is most likely the one that's been plowing out here, keeping the front clear.
Dan has plowed pavement.
Okay, got it.
And all I know is in this storm, it was Dan and Mark.
Okay.
To get some plumbing.
They pitched in and took care of this.
Yeah, sure.
Whoever this mystery person is, that we'll probably never see it.
Okay, but in terms of, they're doing that for the fire truck, to get the fire truck
right
out.
Right.
I think I'll send an email. All right, let me send the email for plowing. And we need somebody that's willing to plow the fire station. Communicate with Mark. And Dan, as we're not trying to usurp what they're doing, but there are people in the community that have tractors that might want to be willing to come down. Bud, for instance, but then we'll call Bud individually. Or who's the guy up on your neighbor up there with the tractor?
Keith has one.
But is Keith's tractor capable of doing his big heavy snowplow?
Yeah,
they're
doing a rope up there, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and then we were willing to pay for
that. Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly the back part and the front part, too.
So. Well, in fact, maybe more to the point is, if you can just, tell me if this is even appropriate, talk with Mark and talk with Dan, and just see if they're willing to continue to keep this clear. If they're saying, because there's no official agreement with them, right?
Right.
But if they're willing to say, oh, yeah, anytime it snows, we'll take care of it, we just don't have to deal with that. Then we know that it's covered. The community email would just basically be saying, someone that's got the equipment to take care of the parking lot would be great in big storms.
Right. Right.
And confer with you as a number
dude.
And the trash.
Okay.
And then Dan and I, we can make sure that the cinders are kept up in the 10 times a year that it gets icy around there.
Okay.
Because it gets sunny.
Well, we've had 17 years of this, of what they consider as a drought now.
Yeah,
we had about 4 or 5 years.
Right on the tough stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it...
When it's tough, it's tough.
You're not through.
Mm-hmm.
Being an El Nino year, we're not done at all.
Right, right.
Roger, I've got one question for the Chief's report. Sorry, Bill. Hey, Russ?
Yeah?
If you're by your computer, can you please send me a letterhead?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, a long story short, I have a new hard drive. The letterhead didn't survive the transition.
And do me a favor, Russ.
I woke you up in the middle of the night.
Send me one, too, okay?
I've given you one.
You know what? I need a better system for keeping this stuff. I don't know how you guys do it. You can find a photo from 6 years ago, and it's right there.
I write this. The file is called WFPA letterhead.
Roger, I'm so sorry. I need a three-minute tutorial. But for fundraisers, it's nice to be able to give people receipts with
them. It must have been the same day that they got the Larry Adams in
It may have been.
Oh, my God. But I'm
impressed.
Sure, no problem.
I think it's fine.
Anybody want to have a motion to accept the chief report?
I'm going to have to do that. Oh, wait. I have one more thing. It has to do with, I guess, fire department's water tanker, this big rust water tanker.
Oh.
I've been following up with him. I've sent him 3 emails saying, here's different options of what we can do. He's trying to get him to donate it for last year so he could write it off. I haven't heard back from him in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Not a single return email. Now, either I'm sending it to the wrong email, which was the right one the first year we dealt with this thing, or he's out of the country.
When the snow is gone, can we pay Joe $50 to drive it back up to the property?
Leave it back up in his place? Actually, Russ has a place way up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the good...
Is that property to make it up to Russ's place?
Not now. It's
been on when the snow is gone.
Yeah. Bottom line is it doesn't have to sit here. Well, even before... Beyond that, the bottom line is I'm still hoping that he'll say, fine, you guys can have it. He has no need for it, and if he needs the write-off, and I think the intention was if we could give him a $25,000 receipt versus a $15,000 selling of the truck he'd want.
We can give him a $25,000 receipt. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, correct. So now I'm jumping through the hoops now to find out if we can get an IRS-approved. So at any rate, I'm still working on it.
You're the guy with the hoops.
I'm still working on it. That's right. I'm beginning to see this more of a long shot, but at this point, I've got a few hours into it. All right, we'll just go from there.
So okay, Roger, who's going to move to accept the trash issues?
I will.
I'll second.
Oh, well, Russ.
Russ second.
All right, Russ.
Sorry, to say something?
Yeah. What if Russ,
the water tanker owner,
sells us the truck?
Mm-hmm.
For $5,000,
okay.
Gives us back the $5,000 as a donation. Is that not a capital loss then, as opposed to writing off the donation?
Boy, now we have to get Phil Karashi on this one.
But I mean, that's the next question to ask.
Yeah.
If he's having a hog, that's the next question.
Yeah.
Next question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that his thought was I could probably get 15 cash in my pocket, or if I can get a receipt for 25 that's legitimate.
Okay.
That's a wash. I'll take it, but that's a whole different.
Okay. You're still getting a huge write-off here.
Ball in your court.
Well, and I don't. Yeah, and now the question with that is, has the market dropped on those? And this is what Bill was alluding to. These trucks used to sell for a ton 10 years ago. Now this was 250,000 new. So Bill Karash bought it for 45. Russ bought it for 35, which is a deal. But it seems like the market has really plunged on these big.
So then the question is about shifting the write-off from a donation to a capital loss. It's the same
thing. And yet, you're right. If he looked at it as a business investment, if he started this water rich line as a business, you're right, capital loss, it would be far more of a loss than anything he ever made on that business.
Right.
I don't think he delivered more than 100 tanks of water. So it would be, it's an interesting thought, though. It's something I could throw at Russ.
Okay. All in favor of Severin Chaharshish?
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Committee reports, trash, we're going to change the combination at the end of January. We'll figure all that stuff out. Okay.
Committee, I don't know if
the newsletter.
We, others maybe too, are getting a reject back from the Walker-Bard email, and it's your email address that's doing it. The Friendly John, whatever it is that you have on
here. Yeah, Believe. Huh? Believe John.
Yeah, Believe John. Let me see. No.
Unfriendly John.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're Friendly
John. Believe.
I don't know if I have anything in here, but at any rate,
you know,
have you been getting the Walker Board email?
I get some stuff from, like, Steve. I have sent out the email here, or track the treasure reports past. I get that stuff.
Okay, but did you get the agenda?
Yeah, I think he proposed the agenda, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I even got it, though.
Well, I'm not worried about you, because I know you get it, because, because you didn't read it. But you get it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I am getting a reject notice from...
So you can pen in your thing, I'll write along there just to make sure.
Okay.
I'm sending you a test email right now. We'll see the box. Thanks.
You know, I just talked to Chris about that, and Chris said the rejection was actually coming back from another server, so he was looking into it.
Okay, because Russ had his rejected, too.
Yeah.
One of the reasons the water trucks are not worth anything anymore, starting in 2006, was
I believe John 146-7.
Underscore 7.
Okay, I got
you. Yeah, well, it's a strange rejection notice. It says the server says there's too many complaints. I don't know if they're complaining about Chris, the way three servers or what the deal is, but anyway, I've had a couple of those come back.
Yeah.
But I meant to call you, and I just... Okay, the fall newsletter. Anybody have any feedback from the fall newsletter? You talk to anybody that got it, didn't got it, didn't like it, didn't like
it?
The people I've talked to did like it. They liked the fact that they were pictures and stuff from other people, and I already got somebody sending me pictures of records
and history. And nothing about bylaws in it, which was nice.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we did get a bump, in the deposits that were coming in. Policies and procedures, we had it on the agenda last week. We didn't really talk about it, but we need to develop a policy. And you're still working on the policy and procedures. That's a constant thing, I think, with you, right? Mark Keegan and you, or whoever, whenever, how often you do it. It's a big, thick book full of whatever. Yeah. And it's a difficult process to do. But we probably need to have some policy about this payments made to firefighters that go out on call. If you can work on that with the Karash or whoever it is, just one paragraph, two paragraphs, so that the next guy comes in, you're understanding, Scott's been understanding, maybe somebody else comes and does it, won't be personal understanding. Figure it out. Okay, anything else about that, those topics? The old newsletter, policy procedures. Anybody? Okay. New business. We hit the annual meeting and election of officers. Russ is not going to run again. So maybe we have at least one place. Who's up this year? You, me, and Russ. Russ and Steve.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I don't know if Steve's is interested in running. I'm going to run again. As long as you keep letting me be president, I'm going to come back.
No, you won't be the janitor?
Okay. I'd be a board member. I don't care. But just as long as we don't have the fights and scrap it. As long as we can keep the calm and going, that's all I'm interested in. You don't have to agree with me. Obviously, you don't many times. So. So American Way. So the annual meeting is going to be the last Saturday, actually. It actually is the last Saturday in May. I think that sometimes it kind of gets distorted because of the way the calendar is. So if I look at it real quick here. Yeah, May 28th. That's the last Saturday, and when is the Memorial Day Saturday? The 31st is Memorial Day, right?
Sure.
Do you know when Memorial Day weekend is?
Yeah, let me bring up a calendar.
Yeah, I have a calendar, but it's not on here. It's a stupid telephone calendar.
So I think it's always Memorial Weekend, correct?
It's the Memorial Day weekend.
Right, okay.
It doesn't have to be the last Saturday.
Okay, I gotcha.
But it just happens to be the last Saturday this time.
Well, we're confirming it, so we don't send out something that says...
Yeah, so Memorial Day is Monday...
30th.
May 30th, okay. So that would be the weekend, the 28th.
Okay.
Would be the annual meeting, the 28th.
And since we're on dates, Walker Day is June 25th.
Okay, but we have that already in the calendar.
Do we? Okay, good.
And I think we have this probably, the 28th is probably in the calendar, too. So we need to start announcing that there are going to be 4 vacancies on the board to be filled. Right. I didn't assume you were going to run again, right?
I'm thinking about
drag you down the hill.
I'm thinking about
this has been a pretty tough. I'll drag you down.
This isn't hard to do, really. I don't think. I mean, it can be hard if people are nasty with each other. And
we've both weathered that. And
yeah.
Many of us here have weathered that.
Yeah. So
I'm going to wait on the start that goes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll start sending announcements out asking for people and with the application or whatever, the request to be included on the ballot would be simpler than it was before, when they were asking how much education you had and all that kind of stuff, just your name, how long you've been at Walker. Just the one we've used the last couple of years. It's not quite as intrusive.
Mm-hmm. And I think this seems a little premature, but we could set up the committee also, because I think we need a committee.
We need to have a committee.
Deciding, I'm happy to be on it since I'm not running this year.
So Johnny, Dan,
I don't know that it's
I run with John. So.
Okay, so you need a couple of people from the community that are on the board.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of times it's been the board has been the.
So when you send up the email saying we've got 4 positions available, if anyone's interested in being on the committee,
nominating committee,
right. We need a few more people. So, and they can just call me. Okay. Questions about what it means.
Okay. I'll put both your numbers on.
That's fine.
Okay. And because it is actually the vice president that usually does.
Oh, there you go.
So,
unless he's
you know, part of the candidacy portion. Okay. Anything else? You want to try to do anything else? Are you hungry?
First clue.
Okay. So, anything else about the annual meeting? We're very early, but I think you need to start the process looking for candidates now, because we probably need to do the next newsletter in April.
Have the bios in it. It
has to be in April.
Right.
Right. That doesn't have to have any bylaws.
No.
Bios.
Yeah. I don't know. That word bylaw. We don't need to hear that for about 5 years, maybe more.
Everybody cringes. Yeah. Never again.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason the world may ever have to go there again. Because I don't really know how much interest there is. You know, we have to look for people. You know, I don't know.
Well, hopefully we can approach John Allison again.
Yeah.
Last time he was dealing with families.
Yeah.
Mother who had passed away.
Yeah.
and all that. It was a bad time. But he is a very savvy man.
Yeah.
And he's good folks.
Yeah. He was interested. He's been to several meetings. So
yeah.
I think there will be people like him.
And then anyone from Potato Patch you can think of?
All right. You know, we just need to... But I always ask the people, the guys that I know up there, you know, people just are worried that this is a deeper, more difficult task than it actually is, because past history...
It used to be, and there was a lot more to do,
Well, there's a lot to do, but we have funneled all that
that
into the table down there. There's no reason for the board of directors to be operational.
Right.
There's no reason.
Well, not in that everyday operation, but I will
say... We need to set guidelines.
Right.
Yeah.
That being said, and I'll reiterate it, if you find yourself just getting more things on your plate than, boy, it's getting uncomfortable, throw it back at us. We'll find someone that'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've taken on a lot. You've taken on probably more than you ever expected. keeps us, I mean, all this other stuff.
Your association, that's going to be in 1 year.
Yeah.
It's right.
And, but you still have to make family and business and all that on the side.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. But that really is only my field.
Got that.
When you said that you didn't, it's not going to cost a Walker Fire to go to that. Does it cost you?
A little bit of gas.
Okay. Absolutely. I would expect that. And do you pay for a hotel on the other end, or?
No, the chief's association pays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Well, any expenses, I would.
It's a Arizona fire chief. It's a state thing. I mean, it's a big deal at a crappy casino.
Yeah.
Right there on the river.
Right.
Why are you going to Nevada if it's an Arizona chief's thing?
That's because there's a mystique about going to those.
Gotcha.
They will wait up to that and stop.
Yeah, inside the river. I'm a price taker on that.
There are other organizations. The constables used to do it, and they finally woke up to the fact they needed to do it. And if they're going to do it in a casino, they could do it here.
In some place in Arizona. But you started to ask something, Roger.
I don't know where it's appropriate to ask, but you reminded me of it. Any movement on the potato patch lawsuit and subsequent substation or?
I was wondering about that too.
Well, no. This is a 2-year process. Okay, there's a big rush when they first file the lawsuit. They have to do the answers, and now they're into the interrogatories. You come and say, they get all this stuff is going on, and I don't have any idea. I haven't talked to the lawyer. I haven't talked to Kirk. Yeah, he shouldn't be talking to us. We could talk to the lawyer and ask. I can try to call the lawyer and see if I can bring back some kind of report. Because we're not a party to it, other than we would like to be able to put a fire station up there. And I think it would be beneficial to us to have.
Well, I think the question was in theory, it could have been resolved. And in that case, we would probably have found out.
We would know instantly.
In terms of long-term planning, I'm firmly of the opinion that between here and the Peter Patch, there's a spot where someone would be willing to accommodate a substation. I don't know what that means as far as whether we would have to build something pay for it.
Yeah.
But somewhere near Misty Mountain Loop, which is not a true part of this, or across on Comstock, there's all sorts of flat land up there. If this is really something operationally that we want, then if it failed in
Is there a way that the Forest Service would let us give us land to build on?
Please.
It's a long-term process to get that done, but is it possible to do that?
I've heard of that being done. I can't ever recall having heard of something like that having transpired in modern time. But there's no reason, when we get to that point, there's no reason not to ask.
Well, I think, in my view, it's beneficial for us to have trucks up there.
Uh-huh.
Not just one truck, but maybe a water truck and a Type 6, whatever you have, to be able to work it. But you're the guy that's the expert on that.
They do have that big park.
They do. It's good. It would be a great idea, a great place to have it. But at the same time, if we can find another place to do it, and get it done with donations and things to build the building, whatever it takes, our grants.
Is that part of the HOA?
It is. And that was the issue. They have 3 or 4 people there that raised that they didn't want it to happen.
Is the nature of it such that, forgetting everything else for just a second, if we went up there tomorrow and built a substation, on Misty Mountain Loop Road, would the potato patch people who want it, would that create bad optics for the relationship?
I don't think so. I think that they would be happy to not have the fight, right?
Uh-huh.
And if we can get it done some other way, the other people that are complaining about it, there's no complaint off of the Potato Patch Association property.
Right.
So, it would be better for everybody.
Okay.
The ones who are opposing this, is there some sound foundation, some reason that they don't like the idea?
Not in my view. So, just the way we were here ourselves,
Where you're proposing is that a Misty Mountain Loop and the other location, is that all private property or is that Forest Service?
There's plenty of private property. I don't know where the forest starts, but these are, essentially streets with
will show you which ones are where the forest is and where the private property is and where the buildings are, where the proper parcels are that don't have.
Gotcha.
So, and after kind of listening to what's been going on here with the geocache for the last 1 year, you know, it would seem that if they want and realize the benefits of having a fire station there, then they should raise their hand at school and say, can you help us?
They did,
I know. But on the other hand, I'm not sure if I got this right, but I wouldn't want us to be imposing our will on them.
No, we're not.
Because
they have this small
town.
No, the majority of the people up there want it. They're willing to pay for it. They filed a lawsuit. They actually were proceeding forward with the plan.
There are literally three households that are somehow filibustering this whole thing. Not that I understand how, but literally three households.
They filed a lawsuit. Well,
why? No idea why anyone would want to do this.
Anyway, it's in the court system now, and if we can find another way to do it. Yeah.
I was there when they called the sheriff. Okay, for annual meeting.
Really?
Really? And they called the sheriff. Two sheriffs.
For what?
What was their head? They were disrupting the meeting. Oh, I see. They were being disrupted.
The ones that were
voting
in
our meeting,
huh? I don't want people first.
Wow.
There's one guy.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Meetings a couple of years ago or 3 years ago, did they? When you're near fisticuffs at the door?
Well, we could have had them come.
We didn't.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So, there's no public announcements, no thing, I guess. WCAA meets in here, what, at 11 o'clock?
Or 11:30.
Or 11:30. And the should be collecting our green bag. I lost my green bag, so I have to figure out a way to put a bag full of groceries for them. So, anything else? Russ, we're going to hang up.
Hopefully,
we have a more
popularized
mayor. Thank you.
I do have a bid from Ross Sanderson, and he's basically it's like $2,800 with plus whatever our cost is for the generator.
Okay.
I have to get a hold of Cousin, see if he can put a bid in too.
I'm a generator. If nothing else.
But we also need to probably consider loyalty to Washington. It's been very good to the department. So, but it's not this baby. I'm saying if his brother, then I guess you put the price on loyalty. Then for that.
So, what is it that you need? What is it that you think you need for this generator?
Well, we know that Ross.
In terms of money,
Ross is hooking. It's going to be the generators. If we can get a good discount on one, around $4,000 plus Ross, $2,800 for Ross.
So you're talking $7,000?
At least.
For a generator that we haven't used one in what 10 years?
Okay, now the question comes to Roger.
Yeah.
Is it worth $8,000?
We've talked about it before. I was here, though.
It's only worth it if we need it.
Is power go out this week?
Power blinked. Power never went out.
Hasn't gone out like it did years ago when we first moved in.
There's somehow, some way, and thank goodness. APS invested a bunch of money in technology without knowing any specifics.
Yeah.
It's just basically that type of going out for days really isn't going to happen under a normal range of positive outcomes. Apparently this storm fits within the normal range of outcomes.
Gotcha.
If something crazy does happen, it's a form of extortion. All insurance, no offense, is extortion.
Right.
And us having a proper generator is a form of extortion. It will bite us in the ass if something bad happens and we don't have it.
We can discuss it, but everybody go around and give their opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion is you operate your business as a business and do what you have to do, even if it's going to be not cost efficient or effective. I mean, we need a generator in the instance that we need a generator, because you can't go get a generator if you need it at the time. So that's my duty.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I want to talk about that loyalty thing for just a minute.
Right.
I think we're obligated to adhere to turn on things like that. And loyalty back here, I'm telling you, I don't want to sound like that. It goes a long way for all of us.
Yeah.
We were broken into, and every time it discovered somebody that's a personal story.
but you get somebody back here that you trust, know, and does a good job, and you're scared, just give them a hug, you know, and keep them here. Don't go out to do that big thing. If you save $400, you might save $10,500 down the road because you've got the wrong guy. So that, to me, is very, very important. On the generator, yeah, I mean, I think it's the right thing to do that.
Roger.
I think we need one, and we can, and I kind of look at Bob, just maybe get a good deal, Ross is not going to get it for him. We agreed that we would do it, and so if he can give us a great deal, that'd be awesome.
I think we need a generator, just in worst case scenario, we would need one, and I agree with you, okay, and loyalty is a very important thing, and we're a small community. All I said was, Bob Disney, my cousin, owns a company that sells the generators. He sells generators.
Yeah.
And so, whether he wants to come up there and install it or not, I have no idea. I don't know if we need to go to this process, but he might be able to give us the cost on the generator, which from what my experience and everything I've heard is one of the best on the market, most reliable. So that was it. If you can give us a break, great. If you can't give us a break, then we can get it to Home Depot or Lowe's. But I think we need a generator.
Well, do we have one now?
Yes.
Sort of.
Something the answer to that is no.
Okay.
Not mine.
All right. So this would be my
generator. generator aside.
Yeah.
We have
Yeah.
Okay. Russ, how about you?
Yeah, you know, power's out. If we need to pump water into a tanker, we need it for, you know, some sort of life-threatening thing. The community expects us to have it.
Yeah.
We should just buy it.
Right. So back to me. I'll say it's a long shot. I don't put big dollars into long shots. I wouldn't buy a Cadillac for the, you know, once every 20 years I have to drive my grandma to Florida or something. I'd buy something that would work. In this case, I think buying a brand new generator, our generator is probably $800, and it's you plug it into the system. It costs about $100 to have it set up. So to me, a really long shot, would we ever need a generator? I think for $1,000 we can do the job. $7,000 is the Cadillac. The power flicks, this thing goes on immediately, goes off the second the power comes back on. Boy, that's impressive, but we don't need anything that impressive. If we're going to be transferring water, pumping it, usually it's from one truck to another. I don't know that we need juice for that. I mean, those are all done from the truck, right? So
well,
it seems like...
Just to clarify, we send a tender out. It goes dry after, you know, however long. It comes back here, and this is an electrical event.
Okay, so it comes out of the pump house. Okay.
Yeah.
So we need juice for that. But as long as we have a generator that could do that and open and close our garage door so we can get our truck in and out.
And power radio.
I think they
came in with a conservative estimate, like a 20K generator would easily should cover everything. Would, if you had everything on the station,
it would definitely cover.
Right. Well, it wouldn't cover everything. The main systems we're talking about, it'll really cover those.
Right. Okay. I personally don't think we need a 20K. I think a 16K. A 16K would be more than adequate. That's what my. He said we need to just figure out what is our kilowatt usage per month, and then base it on that.
Okay, here's my suggestion. Three of you who seem to have the most interest in you're the other brother or cousin. You do the facilities, and you're watching the money. The three of you guys sit down together, figure out what it is that we're going to get, and then go get it.
Just to let you know that the Ross actually went out with an ampere and was testing draws and everything all over the station.
Do whatever you got to do.
Don't think that there aren't power outages here. We got one right now. Two neighbors are out. They had four calls from Walker area for hours. I don't know who they are. Maybe it's an individual house.
Yeah.
And shortly after we finished the remodel, there was some interruption here. I don't really know what it was. But it was an APS related thing. And the problem And then you go,
We're going to do it. You figure out what you think we're going to need, and you make your decision. You guys do it. and then the money. We've talked about this generator.
I know. I thought it was done.
I honestly found the bylaw. We talked about building. Is it in this little room? Yeah, but make a little shed on the side for it. We need the room now. Oh, right. No, that's actually the room. They say out of their own enclosure. Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. We have it all set right in the corner of it. Oh, you're talking about the $4,000 one? Yeah. Okay. I'm talking about the wheels that you roll it in and point it when you need it. Yeah. So, do we need
to add the authorization for the expense for that, or do we have it in the budget? I don't think it's in the budget individually. I think it's we've kind of been lumped it into everything that's in the budget. So, do you have a motion? We have a building maintenance fund, but I don't know what is left in that budget. So do we need to say spend no more than $8,000, spend no more than $10,000? What do you think you're going to need to spend?
It depends. If I have my way,
you say it's 100 or 2. You say it's 1.
Yeah.
You say it's 10.
8, 10.
So,
right.
You got. We don't want to have to have this discussion in here again. Mm-hmm. What we want to hear again is that it's done. Right.
Well, let's put it this way. I guess we could vote on capping it at 8,000 bucks.
Okay.
Right. I mean, as a group, mm-hmm. and we'll just vote on that.
Dan makes the motion.
Bob, I guess you did.
Right.
Yeah, I make motion to cap it at $8,000 for
that. Yeah. Dan moves to authorize $8,000 up to $8,000 to establish a generator backup for electricity in the fire station.
All right, second.
Okay, 50 seconds.
And then any unforeseen issues arise, we'll.
Any further discussion about that?
No, I got one more left.
Okay, Russ.
Nothing additional.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
All right.
Rudy.
Last summer we put that little sign up there, you know, dollars at work, wherever.
Yeah.
And that was there for a purpose when we're doing something like
right.
repairing garage doors. Yeah. I think we did some mechanical work here inside. Yeah. Now we're going to spend money on a generator. And we're not going to use that. Sure.
You know, I actually think it's a good idea just having it there in front of the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
fact
But when we're driving by, you see the your donations at work. You got the fire station here. Your donations are at work. I don't think you even need to have the mm-hmm. little thing. I like the sign.
And just move it along. I just wanted to
all right.
We're going to use that.
And if we have something like we're doing the generator, if you want to stick special projects on there. But I drive down there, because I have that thought, you know, we don't have any special project down there.
Yeah.
But this fire station is your donation that work.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's good. Now, Joyce, my daughter, wants us to brand ourselves better and put the walkerfire.org, you know, and that kind of thing, so we might do that.
You mean like in lettering next to the walker?
Yeah, we could just stick it up underneath there. Your donations at work.
Okay.
You know, your continued help.
You know what, that's a good idea, because it would fit under there nicely. Just put the website on there.
Sure. Yeah. I like the sign. I like the fact that it says, you know, your donations are there. Because when we first started doing it, we had those little signs on underneath there.
Yeah.
But then we didn't. And I thought, well, that's
good idea. Actually, even walkerday.org is registered.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to go on Walker Day. We'll have a website set up this year. They can see some of last year's pictures and things like that. So,
you put that flag down there, little trailer. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Because I deal with a reproduction on the
okay.
They did that size for, so
okay. Well, make the, if you're going to walk a part of the road, make it big enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll kind of put it in that spot so it doesn't look like
Because
your thought is your dollars at work, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm with you.
No, but. It just tells people that this is us, you know, yeah. for donations at work. I think. That's my view of it.
All right, I'll take
so at this point,
call for an adjournment?
I think I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second. Terry, 50 seconds.
And all in favor?
Oh, wait a minute.
We take it back.
Russ, we got a letter from the Yavapai County Assessor's Office. I'm going to scan it up and send it to you. We need to give them information to continue our tax exempt status.
No problem. I've done it before.
Yeah, I have the letter. This is just me reminding you to remind me like Roger didn't remind me to send him.
Uh-huh. Here's the letter, bro.
Okay.
Favor of German?
Aye. I came so quick and conscientious. Thank you.